Are you, we are reading the nine canto, chapter 10, text number 17, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sava Narendra Balarudra Viraha Koshta. Shri Dwara Gopura Sado Valabhi Vitanka. Nirbhajyamana Dishana Dwajahe Makumbha. Shringata Gajja Kulair Rida Divina Gurna. Sa, the place known as Lanka. Vinara Indra, of the great chief of the monkeys. Bala, by the strength. Ruda, stopped, encircled. Vihara, pleasure houses. Koshta, the place where food grains were stocked. Shri, the treasury houses. Dwara, the doors of palaces. Gopura, the gates of the city. Sada, the assembly houses. Valabhi, the frontage of great palaces. Vitanka, the rest houses of the pigeons. Nirbhajyamana, in the process of being dismantled. Dishana, platforms. Dwaja, the flags. Rema Kumbha, golden water pots of the domes. Shintaka, in the crossroads. Gajakulai, by herbs of elephants, by herds. Radini, a river. Eva, like. Gurna, agitated. Translation. After entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers, led by chiefs like Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, equipped by a sporting house, occupied all the sporting houses, granaries, treasuries, palaces doorways, city gates, assembly houses, palaces frontages, and even the resting house of the pigeons. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden water pots on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. Have you read the next verse? This is not purport. When Ravana, the master of the Rakshasas, saw the disturbances created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumbha. Kumbha is Dur. Dum Raksha, Durmukha, Surantaka, Narantaka, and other Rakshasas, and also his son Indrajit. Thereafter, he called for Prahasta, Atikaya, Vikampana, and finally Kumbhakarna. Then he induced all his followers to fight against the enemies. the next verse. Lord Ramachandra, surrounded by Lakshmana and mocking soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandhamada, Nila, Angada, Jambavan, and Panasa, attacked the soldiers of the Rakshasas, who are fully equipped with various invisible weapons like swords, lances, bow, prasas, rittis, shakti arrows, kadgas, and tomaras. Okay, so this chapter is the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. As we know, the Lord, he comes for this material world to protect the devotees. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, né? Paritranaya sadunam vinachaya chaduskritam dharma sanstapanartha ya sambhavami yuge yuge. That paritranaya sadunam, for protect the sadhus, for protect the devotees, vinachaya chaduskritam, and for annihilate the duskriti, né? the rascals, the demons. He came to establish the dharma. Né? Dharma sanstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Age in age he came. So the absolute truth is never impersonal. The absolute truth is always a person. And the proof is ourselves. Né? Because we are individual human beings. We have a individual taste, individual inclination, individual soul, né? We are the soul, and so we are created by the supreme intelligent being, né? Which is the Lord, Shri Krishna himself. And Krishna, actually Krishna in the spiritual world, he never lived Vrindavan, actually. He empowered the other incarnations and plenary expansions of him to come for this material world and to engage in the creation, you know, of the material nature. And he always sent his avatars as Lord Ramachandra. As we know, Lord Ramachandra, he appeared in Treta Yuga, you know, many thousands and thousands of years ago. Even before of Lord Krishna speak the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Ramachandra came for this world, in this material world. And many personalities are quoted here in this verse, as the monkeys, the personal servers and soldiers of Lord Ramachandra. You know, as Hanuman and others, they are very known. You know? And so the story tells that this big demon, this Rakshasa, you know, Ravana, he had a kingdom in South India, in the place of Sri Lanka. It's a small island in the South India, and he created his very opulent kingdom there, full of golden decoration, cities and ornaments, and everything was so opulent, and gold, because he used to take it, all these treasures for places of other countries. No, so for example, I would like to make some connection here. For example, Srila Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that in Ravana used to take his treasures, his gold and his gold from Brazil, in the place of Brazil, which I took birth there. No? And it's very interesting because the indigenous people in Brazil, by their language, not Portuguese, but they say that Brazil, in the language, their language is Pindorama. And Pindorama in Tupi-Guarani, the language of the indigenous people, in Sanskrit, there is the meaning. Interesting, you know? Pindo Rama, the ancestors of Lord Ramachandra. Pinda means the ancestors, Rama, Pindorama. So it's very interesting how when we study of the ancient civilizations, how the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's become more and more the truth. Even when we heard the scientists say that we learn in the school, for example, that the man, the Homo sapiens sapiens, he comes from the monkey. And Srila Prabhupada say that Darwin is a rascal. His great son is a monkey. My great son is not a monkey. Srila Prabhupada used to criticize strongly, the Darwin and other rascal scientists. But still, we are learning this in the schools. We are just learning. We never learn about this great ancient civilization of the planet. Why? No. This is the power of the illusion energy, Maya, which is create in this Kali Yuga, the Carol age, the age of ignorance and war and discussions, unnecessary talks, etc. It's so difficult age for the spirituality. But as I say, in this country there, it tells in the Ramayana, which is the most older history of the planet, as poem like Iliad, Odyssey, it's a epic poem, Mahabharata, etc. Says that a complete story wrote by Valmiki, the author of the Ramayana. And here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you have just some principal topics, which again, Sukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva, they are commenting for us. And so there, these big demons are living there, as Kumbhakarma, this great giant sleeping demon. And it's very interesting, this story, when we saw about how they are living like this. And today we see that there are proofs of this civilization, of the giants, for example. Even the other scriptures as Bible explains about the giants. Explains about how the human being in the past, they are living lots of years. And today we are, 15 years we are full of pain. We see that the women, they are giving birth for many children, more than 100 children, and even explained in other scriptures, Bible, as I say. So it's interesting to study this philosophy, And Hanumanji, he came from there. Hanumanji is this personality, this monkey god, son of Vayu, with tremendous power. He was so powerful, Hanumanji, and he came there to help, to serve Lord Ramachandra, to help in the Leela of Ramachandra, and to destroy these demons also. And it says that in America, in the Central America, there is one city in Panama, which have today a big sculpture there of the old ancient god, monkey god. So there are connections in this planet which we study to confirm, even if it is not necessary, because we know that for the bhakti yogis, bhaktas, they don't need any proof or anything. They just are absorbing, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even just for chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, they can realize everything in themselves. But Srila Prabhupada, he asked, you know, to us to become, you know, scholars, or to know about this and to debate with the scholars, debate with the people, you know, and to prove, you know, just to make glorious, you know, this scripture. You know, the scripture is so glorious, and it says that the Srimad Bhagavatam will become more and more glorious. Lord Chaitanya says that the glories of Bharatavarsha will be known in the future also. And so it's happening now, right now, more and more. No? We hope that this golden age, it can come for out in our villages, countries, no? of the planets, of this planet. And so in the Sri Lanka, for example, there is a very interesting monuments, and they cannot explain how they construct that buildings, that they carved that is, no, that temples in the stones, just by the stones, no? And there are Jai Shri Panchatattva ki Jai. For example, beautiful garden in Sri Lanka still nowadays is there. They say that this is the palace of Ravana. No? A big rock in the mountain, one plateau. And the entrance is very scary, no? But there are gardens with incredible technology. They create something that the water can flow by the water in some way that they can decorate it very, very beautiful. And it created for war meaning, no? to protect the palace. No? There are different devices. It's very interesting if you can visit there. I never came, but I saw in documentaries, no? There. It's very interesting. It's amazing. And today they cannot construct this kind of temples, no? Sculpt in stone. No? And it still is there. They are so advanced in the past. We see, no? The pyramids, for example, in Egypt, no? Still is there. They are so. So, what's happening with the humanity? If we are thinking that we are evolving, we are in the evolution path. No? Before we are, no, the monkeys, and now we are evolving, no, for Homo sapiens, as they believe. But they cannot explain the proofs. The proofs. These temples, they cannot explain. Even the Sanskrit language is a language which is Devanagari, na, the alphabet of the gods. And this language influences all the language of the planet. For example, the Slav language. But in the Latin, for example, it's very, very influenced by Sanskrit. No, I know that the root, the Slav language, is very influenced also by Sanskrit. There are many similar words, no? I heard, for example, from the Russian devotees that 80% of Russian is similar to Sanskrit. So this is just a fact that the old great civilization, Vedic civilization, was there, no, established in this planet. Now we are forget. But in Srimad Bhagavatam we can remember. We will remember, no, the origin of humanity. So Another very interesting topic to remember in this pastime of Lord Ramachandra is the fact when he arrived in the corner, in the bottom of India, Rameshwara, no? Lord Ramachandra saw the situation that the ocean divided for the Sri Lanka. How can we achieve Sri Lanka? We need to construct a bridge. We need to go there. And he started to construct a bridge with stones. And these stones, floating stones, no? Mystical stones. And there are still there these stones in India. people, they can throw in the water, the stone just floats. And they are writing the name of Sri Ram in the stone. And they start to construct the stone. And all the living entities, they are participating in the building, in the construction of this bridge. And it's interesting to remember that Lord Ramachandra is so concerned and conscious and caring with all living entities. Because the small monkey, they are holding a small stone to put there in the bridge. Even the ants are holding a small piece of grain to put there. And Lord Hanumanji are holding a big mountain, great stones, no, to put there in the bridge. Because he was so strong, he could fly in the air. No? And he was full of mystic power. No? And the bridge was constructed. And then they could enter in Sri Lanka to kill Ravana, this demon of many heads and Rakshasa, and these terrible living entities who are disturbing the humanity. This is the nature of this material world. The asuras, they are always there to disturb the living beings. The asuras, the human beings, the divine persons, the servants of God. Then, finally, with all this army of monkeys, Lord Ramachandra could enter in Sri Lanka to destroy Ravana. And he threw an arrow to kill him. No? And after he established peace again in the planet. Then, for example, when he returned to Ayodhya, his kingdom, the citizens of Ayodhya, they decorate the city with many lamps. And these lamps are decorating all the city. And today, nowadays in India, they celebrate the Dwapali, because to remember this pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Can you imagine the tradition of this country? It's not just it's this cultural center of this planet, Bharatvarsha. Krishna comes, he never is impersonal. He comes in different avatars, even for the most faraway countries. He manifests, he sent some devotees, some pure devotees, he sent avatars, Lord Buddha Deva, for example, in other countries. He came, Lord Jesus Christ, for other countries, and others, masters. So always, Krishna is sending someone to enlighten, give knowledge for these planets, to help people to remember God, to remember His our divine nature as eternal servants of God. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami budyogantam yenamam upayanti te. So if we serve Krishna with love and devotion, priti purvakam, Krishna, you give us dadami buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means intelligence. And not just material intelligence, but a spiritual intelligence, which is a different kind of intelligence, which is the materialists, they don't have access of this intelligence. Even if they are the most elevated IQ, but if they don't have Krishna consciousness, it's like many zeros, 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 of knowledge, But if you are Krishna consciousness, all these eras, if you put one in the front, so it will be a great value for us, you know, this knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada, he's speaking in one class that this European civilization is coming from the Aryans, no? From Bharatavarsh. Yeah, and there are many temples, Vedic temples in the planet. For example, in Rome, in Italy, they say that the name of the city, Rome, comes from the legend of Romulus and Remulu. But actually, the name of the city comes from Rama. Do you know about that? It's very interesting. Because the birth day of the city is in the Rama Navami, in the birthday of Lord Ramachandra. It's the same date. Nobody knows about that. I don't know if the Italians know about it. I spoke this in Villa Vrindavana one day. And it's explained about in this Srila Prabhupada disciple, in very interesting book, in this book he wrote about this, now the connection of the world Vedic civilization, now the origin of the city, of the name of the city, Rome, which is so old. No? So there are temples, Vedic temples everywhere. In India, we see temple of Hanuman each corner of the city. I came there in one time. In Maharashtra, I was in Latur, and I saw there Hanuman temple everywhere. No? And Hanuman is, I love Hanuman so much. I pray to him every day before I sleep. Because he helps a lot to protect the devotees, né, from the influence of the Rakshas, the ghosts, né, the Brahma Rakshas. In the sleep, sometimes we cannot sleep very well. Né, in the night, we got troubles. Né. And Hanuman, he can protect. So there is this picture, Panchamukhi Hanuman. I don't know if you know. Panchamukhi Hanuman, one form which Hanuman manifests. He manifests a form which have five heads. Garuda Deva, Hayagriva Deva, Varaha Deva, Hanuman, and Nishinha Deva. Hanuman Panchamukhi. Pancha means five, né? Pancha Tattva. And this... this form, he manifests, you see, né, how powerful is Hanuman. How empowered he came to help. And he came, in this form is so powerful to pray. So there are these, Hanuman Kavacha. Now, as you know, Kavacha means armor, protection, armor, no? As Nishinha Kavacha. So, there are Hanuman Kavacha also, no? And Hanuman, if we chant this prayer, we can feel that the protection of Hanuman. Especially in Kali Yuga, which have a lot of ghosts, rakshasas everywhere, especially in the great cities. So we pray for Hanuman and for Nishinhadeva and for protection. And Hanuman say, for who chant the name of Ram, I personally will protect. No? So if we are chanting Ram Ram, né? So Hanuman will protect us. So it's very, very interesting, né? To chant the name of Ram and to chant the name of Hanuman. So in India, this is the Vedic civilization. There are lots of temples of Hanuman. Yeah, the Hindus, they worship. I think every Thursday there are especially offering to Hanumanji in these temples, no? To protect against the influence of the Rakshasas and ghosts. Of course, we chant Hare Krishna and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the it's everything is there. The Om is there. All the mantras is synthesized in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No, even the Om, Omkara. And there are nothing more important to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And to hear of the pastimes of Lord, of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada asked to us, if you are just sincere, we come here and we share something, little something for our realization, we can get a lot of blessings of the Lord, and we pray for the blessings of the Vaishnavas that we can continue in the path of liberation, to chant the holy name of the Lord. So, I think Srila Prabhupada said in some past time, somewhere, that in the past there are these monkeys walking and speaking. But the fact is that the humans and the monkeys, they are living together. It's not that we're just the monkeys and then they start to evolve by the in the middle of the dinosaurs. And, even the dinosaurs, Srila Prabhupada says that they are the last, the reptiles of the last Kali Yuga. Because in the Kali Yuga, the reptiles, the insects, they grow a lot. They become giant. And the trees, they become small. And the human beings, they become small also. So very terrible scenario in the end of Kali Yuga. We will arrive there. We will arrive. We see that how our body, our memory, our capacities is becoming lower year by year. Even with so many advancement in the science, in the medical science, human being thinks that he will become immortal by the power of technology. But still, this is not possible. And even in the past, there are, for example, these Vimanas, the Ramachandra, when Ramachandra, after he killed Ravana, he came for Ayodhya in this airplane. And so this is a very important place of pilgrimage also, Rameshwara, in the corner of in the South India. So there are the four Brahma Tirthas in India. Rameshwara in South, Jagannathapuri in East, Dwaraka in West, and in the North is Badrikashrama, the so-called Brahma Tirthas, the four great places of pilgrimage. In Rameshwara, because Ramachandra was there. Rama Ishvara, the controller of Ram. Ramachandra is the supreme controller. And of course for us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially in ISKCON, when we came to do pilgrimages in the sacred place, we have Vrindavan, Jagannathapuri, especially Mayapur, as a great place of pilgrimage. The Vaishnavas, they don't used to go too much in Ayodhya, but still it's a sacred place. There are lots of sacred places in India. You just kick a stone, some avatar appear there, and some great devotees, some saints. So they are there. They are everywhere. They are here with us, manifest in the deities. They are manifest in the holy name. They are manifest when we dance, we chant for Krishna. They are always in our hearts, no? Because Krishna expands himself, no? Krishna, Balaram expand. No? Vasudeva, Niruda, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and then again, Narayana, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Paramatma. In the atoms, everywhere, in all the particles. So, yes, he's here. They are here with us. So thank you. Please, if you'd like to do some comments and or ask some questions, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Thank you for the lecture. You are speaking about this Sanatana Dharma and historical evolution and yugas. Can you tell us something about spiritual evolution and how is now, in this is Kali Yuga age, and how is developing, because maybe it can be different from the different yugas. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bikramanasu, this verse, there is, what is the great fear of this world? No? But this process, this spiritual process, to follow Sanatana Dharma, to follow Krishna consciousness, we get a great protection. A protection we can free us, save us of the most great of fear. What is the most great of fear? Type of fear. So, Srila Prabhupada explains the most great type of fear is to again return to the cycle of birth and death. The cycle of samsara. And we learned that spiritual evolution, you say, in the Western philosophy, you learn about evolution, no? Of the beings, given you beings, and in the spiritual knowledge, we learn about spiritual evolution. And there are this, we know that the soul can transmigrate for many types of different bodies of living entities. 8,400,000 types of living entities. And for the small fish in the ocean, to the mammifers, to the vegetable, the minerals, no, even to arrive the cow and the human being, the soul is transmigrating, no? It's always transmigrating. So there are this evolution, no? Because it's an evolution of consciousness. It says that to arrive in the human platform of consciousness, it means that the soul, it's old. The old soul. No? The soul is not new. Maybe there are possibility that the elevate soul came from other planet, other platform, and he came from this material world in the human form of life. No? But there are also this evolution of incarnation, no? Cyclic samsara, incarnation evolution. And the living beings they can get a lot of benefits. For example, in the Vedic times, they used to do Vedic sacrifice, and this Vedic sacrifice, the brahmanas they are so powerful. They used to chant mantras, and they used to sacrifice, for example, animals, and the animal immediately take a new body. A new body, more evolved. but today, this is forbidden. No? Lord Buddha Deva the other avatar, Krishna, and I came to establish this. Please stop with the animal killing in name of religion, because this is not more possible. The Brahmanas, they don't have the same power. Because in that time, the Brahmanas, they could just turn on the fire of their arena of sacrifice just by mantras. Om Swaha. No? The mantra, the fire. No? They are so powerful and elevated. Then today, no, it's not the same. So, yeah, evolution. And there are also, this picture is very interesting. It's, you see how Krishna incarnates in different living beings. You see, very, very interesting. Krishna incarnates. It's funny also, because Krishna can manifest in different living, different type of bodies. No? He manifests in the fish, Matsyavatar, Varahadeva, in the boar. No? He manifests in the Kurma, turtle, and Nishinhadev, half lion, half man, and to arrive in the human being. No? So that there are an old temple in India. I saw a temple which in the entrance of this temple there are sculptures of these avatars. But they are something different there. They are not in order like this. And then they make a connection. This guy, this devotee, he make a documentary. And he spoke, it's very interesting that it's similar to the theory of the evolution. That because in the theory of evolution, they think, okay, in the beginning of this planet was the aquatic bacteria, unicellular beings, the most basic type of life. And Srila Prabhupada says like that, like even... they say that there's no life in the moon, but Srila Prabhupada, no. There is life. In other types, the life is there, no? In the bacteria, in the other subtle, different beings. So they say in the science that the life evolutes, from the aquatic beings to the reptiles, the dinosaurs, and, to arrive in the monkeys. They have a great study in this, no? To prove that, okay, the species they change because they need to adapt to the condition of the planet, the temperature, the situation, we need to adapt, and then evolution happens. But today in Kali Yuga we see evolution happens in form of war, in form of what's happened with our intelligence, What kind of intelligence is that evolution? That people are so egoist, and there are no. If they are so advanced, as they say, in the human evolution theory, why still we are so primitive civilization? No, yeah, it's very interesting to think about it. We must learn a lot, to forgive, to give more, help others, help our friends, to learn to forgive, to learn to help one each other, and to evolve spiritually as a human civilization. No? Otherwise, will come another catastrophe, another diluvium. Or another, we don't know what can happen. Huh? Thank you, Hare Krishna. Jai. Thank you very much for your kind patience and for your blessings. So, Srimad Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai.